Ever since we went to the Hacker Halted conference, Bridget has seemed a little different.
A battle is waging around your computer.
She seems more worried.
Professional hackers in Eastern Europe, China, and South America are plotting to take control of your computer or break into your bank's network.
She took away more cautionary tales than I did.
The modern hacker is not the mischievous geek in his parents' basement. It's a profiteer, extorting major corporations and selling personal information.
She talked to different experts than I did.
Sean Aries, a security engineer at Terramark Worldwide, told me the growing threat is huge.
The bad guys have more time. It's hard to compete with somebody that you can, for every hour you work, they work 5 hours. And then we deal with the whole entire world. When we're defending a website, we're not defending it against just U.S. citizens. We're defending it against the entire planet. So the numbers game there just defeats you.
Bridget, that is so ominous. And though it is true, I want to cut to the happy stuff here. The good news is there are knights in shining armor looking over us while we naively compute.
I can delete the files, I can steal the passwords, I can install a remote Trojan, I can delete all the Outlook contacts, and I can read the schedules.
That's Haja Mohideen, co-founder of the International Council of Electronic Commerce Consultants, the EC Council. He is one of the most respected hackers in the world, and he's a good guy. The Hacker Halted conference was about training ethical hackers to stop serious, potentially terrorist computer attacks. Here's Mohideen again.
People say, I don't buy ethical hacker. You know, you're saying I'm a legal murderer. There's no such thing called legal murder. you murder people, you're a big murderer. That's it. There's no good murderer, bad murderer. Ethical hacking, what that means is you are hacking a network. You are bringing a system down, but with one difference. You're doing it with explicit permission from the owner.
The EC Council teaches cutting-edge hacker tools and techniques so IT security companies can prepare.
I will concede that does sound ethical and good, but may I present a grayer scenario of one hacker? He goes by the handle Yuki. One day, he was buying something online, and with a little bit of work, he could change the price of an item, manipulate the shopping cart.
The basic premise comes down to intent. You know, I did not intend to steal money from that company. I intended to buy a purchase normally that I normally did off the site, but in turn, found something that they should fix.
Yuki didn't change the price. He warned the company, and they had a chance to fix the problem. Yuki says that was ethical. Nothing was in place to stop theft but Yuki's honesty.
Scary, but I present Michael Gregg, a 20-year IT security professional and expert in good guy hacking. He teaches that very technique, changing prices, but does it to fake sites only. Doing it to a real site? Telling the actual company after you've done it?
I would there reference something in an article I once read and someone that I once talked to that said their vulnerability disclosure is for the brave. I would advise against such activity.
Gregg says a company is likely to bring the legal hammer down on you, even if you didn't actually change the price.
And as a result, a lot of well-intentioned hackers don't tell anyone when they find a weakness.
Which brings us back to the EC Council. Conferences like Hacker Halted are about sharing that information in a safe place. In a sense, they disclose vulnerabilities without punishing the sources. They want to fix the problems.
Well, having said in that conference, I would remind everyone to update your antivirus, don't log on to unsecure networks, don't open suspicious emails.
It's a dangerous world, true. But perhaps knowing that the EC Council has its finger on the pulse of the underground hacker world will help you sleep at night.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Bridget Carey.
And I'm Kenny Malone.